All right, we're here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and this morning we had the 2009 Peanut Profitability Award winner, sponsored by Farm Press and Penton Media. And with me is the Southeast Region Award winner, T.E. Moy, and he's from Newton, Georgia. And T.E., why don't you just tell me first just a little bit about your operation?
Okay, we are a diversified farming operation. We grow cattle, peanuts and corn, and then sometimes we grow cotton.
Now, this is a profitability award, so how did you come by winning this award? There was a lot of entries this year. What made you profitable this particular year?
I think the tropical storm Fay made me profitable. I had a bright idea that we wanted to plant 135 acres of dry land peanuts, and at one time we thought they were going to make zero. And the storm came through, and the average 4,700 pounds, and I think those, even though they were 1,000 pounds or 1,200 pounds less than our irrigated peanuts, we made more money on those 135 acres than we did on the other ones.
Well, now, you've been farming for what, about 29 years? Is that what you said?
Full-time, 29 and 30 years.
How much has peanut farming changed in 3 decades?
Well, in 3 decades, it has changed tremendously, but it has made its biggest stride in the last 10 years. And the reason for that is varieties. Dr. Branch over in Tifton, and also you have to give credit to the University of Florida now, too, with their Florida 07 variety. But and we planted them all, but varieties is a big difference. Disease packages in these varieties, and also an opportunity to market them better. And I think that, and, you know, I was given sort of a light of Damascus Peanut Company, but I've been partners with them for 30 years, and, you know, we grow them, we've got to sell them, and I think that they've been good to us to give us good seed, and you got to get them out of the ground growing to start with. So it's just like a synergy, you know. You really, the way to achieve goals is a lot of people working together for one common goal, and you know, we've got to be, our farmers got to be involved, your warehousemen, your shellers, and also your end users, such as, I say, M&M Mars and these people, because they've been good to us over the year. So this has just got to be a joint effort from everybody.
But you mentioned new technology, and that's certainly something that's come about in the last 10 years. And you mentioned Trimble Ag Technologies and how you've started using some of the GPS and the new technologies, and how they helped you increase your profitability.
Without a doubt, we used to have a growth stimulant that we could keep the vines smaller. But it was very obvious to us about 2 years ago that we were unable to do a real good job of plowing up our peanuts and inverting them because we couldn't see the row. So I thought we had to do something to do it. And Trimble came by our Ag Technologies in our area was the one that really presented it to us. Was no doubt in my mind that we can save in some instances 1,000 pounds to the acre. So a peanut at $500 a ton, 1,000 pounds an acre, pay for your guided system pretty quick. And we were looking at the guided systems, and we really wanted service. And Ag Technologies is the one that we thought gave us the best service. But you got to plant them with that guided system, and then you got to plow them up with that guided system. But that has made a big impact. It's very obvious to me that you know, with the profitability, you understand where I'm coming from. If I spend something, I want it to make me money. And I think we probably paid for our guided system in 1 year.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from the Southern Peanut Growers Conference.